Many colleges and universities in Greater Boston are making plans to reopen their campuses in the fall. It's an effort to restore normalcy for thousands of paying students forced out of dorms and classrooms by the coronavirus pandemic in the spring. But the idea makes others on campus nervous, as WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
This September feels different for Melanie Smith. It's not just the ordinary anticipation she still gets after 12 years teaching writing at Boston University. Smith is afraid this summer of returning to her usual classroom, a cramped, windowless space.
There's barely any room to move. I would guess when I'm standing at the desk, the student nearest to me is 3 feet away, right in front of me. Boom, right there.
Smith is 58. She has asthma and an underlying health condition, so she worries about teaching in person through a pandemic fall. For now, that's BU's plan. They're calling it Learn From Anywhere. Students can come to campus for a blend of in-person and online learning, or they can study entirely online from home. Right away, Smith noticed the plan's not called Teach From Anywhere.
From my perspective as a faculty member who loves my job and loves my students, I'm not seeing my concerns and those of my colleagues captured in that.
And it isn't just Smith who's alarmed.
One thing that you constantly are hearing from universities, including from our own, is that students will be less inclined to enroll if they know that courses are going to be held remotely. And that's supposed to be the justification for this.
That's Russell Powell, a tenured professor of philosophy at BU who studies and teaches bioethics. This week, he and a colleague launched a petition that asks that all BU teaching staff be given the opportunity to work off campus this fall with no questions asked. Within 24 hours, 500 people had signed it, dozens of students among them. In a statement, a spokesperson for BU said the university has not yet made any final decisions about faculty returning to the classroom, and that campus leaders will put the safety of faculty and students first. As a philosopher, Russell Powell thinks students can be persuaded to stand up for their teachers, so he proposes an alternative message for deans and provosts everywhere.
Rather than just say, students want X, universities really need to work to communicate with students that we are going to all work together to get through this difficult period, however long is it going to go on for, in a way that doesn't put any of us at risk.
BU took in over $1 billion in tuition and fees last year, more than half of its annual revenue. If students appear as high-paying customers more than as members of an academic community, then putting their needs first makes financial sense. And the risks are real. On social media, some BU students cheered the prospect of a fall held partly in person. Senior Holly Warner speaks for many when she says that a fully online education just isn't worth the cost of BU's tuition. This spring, when many classmates were worried about staying on campus, Warner worried about having to leave. As a first-generation college student from rural Ohio, Warner has to cover her own costs.
There's no way to sustain myself at home. My wages are lower at home. There's no jobs at home.
Warner got permission to remain in campus housing during the closure, only to contract COVID-19, she thinks, possibly while working her food service job on campus. Warner lost her sense of taste and smell. She went into a self-imposed quarantine, all the while contemplating her choices. Did she get sick because she made coffee for the wrong customer?
Like, what are we doing? Like, why am I putting myself at risk for this? And it's because I have to.
So Warner says she empathizes with teachers now weighing a similar risk, particularly less secure adjunct and contingent faculty like Melanie Smith. At home in Andover, Smith is contemplating too. If BU doesn't budge, she might have to.
Certainly if I'm going to weigh the risks of exposure with the benefits of having a job, I mean, I think in my case, really, I have to put my health squarely front and center.
This summer, Smith says she'll just try to relax because her fall classes have already filled up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.
We should note that Boston University owns the broadcast license for WBUR.